Sometimes a subject comes to me that seems to have particular relevance in a moment in time. There are some eternal subjects that have relevance all the time, but sometimes one in particular is brought to my attention for us to ponder and reflect upon. And this came to me this morning, had to do with the understanding of humility. We can think about the word, we can intellectualize about it. We're going to meditate on humility, so I want to explain something to you about meditation, which you may already know, or you may not know. When you meditate on a word, it's not necessary to think about it exactly. You can just hold it in the forefront of your consciousness and let your inner being meditate on it. In other words, you can assume that you don't have to think about it actively, or you can. There might be some things that come to you within your own life that have to do with humility or with some other subject. But you actually, it's like a mantra. You don't have to think about it. You just need to be conscious that it's there like a presence in your mind. And so I would like to invite us to think about humility and its offshoots. Offshoots, humility and respect, humility and devotion, humility and trust, because humility is about the state of knowing one's place in the larger scheme of things. What makes a person humble is the knowledge of truth. Those who have direct experience of truth are automatically humble, and those who are not humble are not yet having a direct experience of truth. So truth is the truth of the larger oneness of which we are each a part, but as a living experience. And truth involves the understanding of non-judgment. Non-judgment being, if you are part of me, I am part of you, I am part of you, you are my heart, I am your heart. Where's the judgment? There's just what is. There's just being in that place of oneness in love. So humility involves the connection with truth, truth of oneness, truth of our being part of an all. But it also has these derivatives or associated qualities of respect for another. And it has the quality of devotion to something greater than oneself. In a way, we can think of humility as the absence of judgment and the willingness to respect all of life. That would be a good way of looking at it. It would be in the place of humble respect for all of life. Now, people, and you may have been influenced by this in the past, sometimes confuse humility and humiliation. So I want you to know that humility has nothing to do with humiliation at all. But sometimes people are afraid of humility because it feels like humiliation. But that's a projection from the ego self, that to be humble is to be made so small that one feels insignificant. That has absolutely nothing to do with humility, but that can be an experience from the past. So I'm giving you now the derivatives and the associations to this place, which is a beautiful place to be. Beautiful because it's one's place in the universe. It's one's place with other people. It's one's place with the unknown. You know, to walk into a new situation, whatever the new situation is, and to feel humility in the presence of the great unknown. What's it going to be? What am I going to be like? What's going to be there? What am I going to give? What am I going to receive? That kind of openness is simultaneously humility, without needing to be something, without needing to be superior, without needing to know something, especially the last, because we all tend to feel like we have to know something. So humility also involves being comfortable with not knowing anything, being comfortable being like a baby, not knowing anything. And I think it's a spiritual practice, and you may have heard of this from other directions, you know, to be like a baby in one's consciousness, to embrace our babiness. So there is my preface to humility, and I would like to spend a little while just holding it like a mantra with all any words, any thoughts it takes you to, and especially if it takes you to a place where you could imagine or it comes to you, because I'm trusting your deeper self to bring to you whatever you need to know about this right now, where it's going to rise up inside you. Especially if it brings you to a place where you feel completely entitled to be judgmental about somebody. Especially if that takes you there. Then hold on to the word humility. See what you feel. See if you feel something. Just let it be there in your consciousness without having to understand it exactly. I mean, I've given you some words about it. But let's try to travel down this road, because it's important for our openness to the new, whatever the new might bring to us, to be able to greet the new with humility. A mantra has something that has a vibration of its own, often a sacred vibration. And we hold a mantra in our consciousness so that it can emanate within our awareness, it can emanate its vibration and influence our being. And there are some words like that, even English words, which we sometimes think cannot be holy or sacred, but there are words like that that can emanate. So let this be a mantra to emanate to you what it might be like to live in a state of humility, respect, and devotion. To live in that state. Another way to look at humility is as the willingness to let go of all projections, all judgments, all certainty about being right, especially about that, all certainty about being right. If you find that you can't easily hold on to the word humility, let it go. Don't make a big effort. Focus on your breathing. The seed has been planted, and sometimes when we sit and reflect or meditate on a word or a mantra, it needs to be let go of, not fastened onto. Just know that it's there in the background. So let yourself breathe. If you're not able to hold on to the word, let it take you wherever you need to go, and trust that. Trust it. One of the pathways to humility that brings it about is the heart's devotion. Devotion to something we hold to be precious and more important than ourselves is connected with humility. Devotion is in the heart, not in the mind. And what your heart is devoted to is what you give yourself to in love. What your heart is devoted to brings about a state of humility because you're willing to give yourself to it in love. Another thing that humility is connected to is the desire to serve. I serve you because I love you, not because of what I will receive in return. I give to you because I love you. That ideal of selfless service, I give to you because I love you, not because of what I get in return, is about humility. You might wish to reflect upon your life and see in what situations you have had to be right and somebody else was wrong. Making people wrong is an absence of humility. Let your heart take you where you need to go with this. Be like a child. Be open to learn about yourself. Be open to learn about yourself. Be like a little child. Here is an expression that we might imagine taking into our daily lives that would transform life. Imagine greeting someone with this in mind. I bow to the divine within you and I thank you for being here. I bow to the divine within you and I thank you for being here. That expression contains humility and gratitude. Can you imagine that in your life? to meet each person in that way, whether outwardly expressing it or inwardly. Just holding that, I bow to the divine within you and I thank you for being here. Can you imagine feeling that, saying that, hearing that in your thoughts, in relation to anyone? This is what a sacred life is about, to release the judgments and projections and to perceive the divine instead. I bow to the divine within you and I thank you for being here. These are the steps towards truth, beloved ones. These are the steps, the ways in which our individualized consciousness can begin to understand what oneness and unity might feel like to us. Oneness and unity, all that is one, is within us. All that we are is one. Oneness and unity. So these are the emotional, mental, spiritual steps. I bow to the divine within you, and I thank you for being here, is a way of seeing life and people. Can you imagine feeling, thinking, saying such a thing to someone you're having a disagreement with? Can you imagine that? In that moment, humility takes the place of whatever else you're feeling. We plant the seeds of consciousness in our own heart by valuing them, by understanding them, by seeking to embody them. We embrace the seeds of consciousness in our own heart more than in our mind. Our own heart has to be willing to bow and to be grateful. Our own heart has to say, yes, I do feel the divine presence in others. I am willing to do that even with someone I disagree with, even with someone I feel is acting unconsciously. I bow to the divine within you and I thank you for being here. This is the path to freedom and to oneness, both. We'll take another couple of moments now before we end this meditation. Be in your heart with whatever you're feeling right now. It sometimes helps to put your hands over your heart center. Breathe. And just let it, whatever is in your consciousness, be there as absolutely perfect, as a revelation of you to yourself. Whatever is there, revealing you to yourself. When you feel ready, slowly open your eyes. May the dawning of truth come to all beings, that all may know their oneness with each other and with the Divine One that lives within all. May truth dawn and awaken within every heart, so that where there is conflict, there will be peace, and where there is misunderstanding, there will be harmony. May the blessings of truth, the knowledge of each one being a soul, come to all beings now, and may we each manifest this truth in our daily lives, in our daily relationships, in all of our actions, and all of our thoughts. May the earth be blessed by our being here, and may all beings be blessed. Amen. Namaste.